Every year, my favourite FM radio channel plays a monsoon special. Songs of rain, romance and raunchy dancing. It takes me back to my childhood when we used to watch Indian films on the sly. We weren't allowed because they were considered too racy for children. And the raciest songs always tended to happen during a sudden outburst of thunder and rain. The beautiful but virtuous heroine is undone as her sari clings provocatively to her, the camera panning in while the hero is unable to contain his passion at the sight of her. We never see them even kiss, but there's often an illegitimate child afterwards. Which is apt. The monsoon season of capricious rain between July and September signifies succulence and fertility. It follows a scorching dry heat of early summer. Anybody who has grown up in South Asia will tell you of the memory of the heady smell of dust turning to mud at the first patter of rain. And in the summer holidays, we would wait for the rain so we could play outside. Although, given the bad reputation rain had in Indian films, our mother would make sure we were wearing thick, non-clingy clothes. But the season isn't just a fixture of film. It is a muse of art, literature and classical music. In fact, my father, a singer and music buff, once explained to me the origin of Rag Malhar, an ancient arrangement of melody in classical Indian music. Legend has it that at the Mughal Emperor Akbar's court in the 16th century, one of the jewels of the court, musician Tan Sen, was asked to prove his gifts by singing the melody which creates light and fire, Rag Deepak. But he was so afraid of self-immolating with the heat it would generate that he taught his daughter Rag Malhar, the rain-making melody. And as he feels himself burning up while singing Rag Deepak, his daughter saves his life by singing Rag Malhar, which summons clouds and showers. Such may be the power of music and myth. In reality, it is rain that can be violent and destructive. The monsoons don't just offer a respite from the intense summer sun. They blow in with a promise of abundant crops. But for the last 5 years in Pakistan, that promise has been broken. Every year, the livelihoods of thousands are washed away. It is as if, as Hindu mythology has it, the earth is in the power of demons.